Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I'm joined by Communications Associate at Pew Research, Calvin Jordan. Calvin and I talk about the importance of internships and how you can parlay your experience at an internship into a full-time position. And finally, he shares why it's so important to remain curious. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be talking to you. Excited to kind of share my experience.
Absolutely. So going back to your title and going back to your work at Pew Research, what does a communications associate do? Kind of take me through the day-to-day. What's a day in the life of somebody in your position?
Yeah, so I think to understand my job, you have to understand like what Pew Research Center is, first of all. So the center is basically a place full of nerds. We do a lot of research on, you know, public opinion surveys. So asking people what they think about issues or, you know, the most famous application of polling is elections, asking people who they're going to vote for. So we do that. We do demographic research. So figuring out what populations look like how many college graduates are in the country or how many Muslims are there in the country, things like that. Or we do a lot of cool data science stuff like, you know, how many Democrats are on Twitter or, you know, what do YouTube videos say about children? So we do a lot of that kind of cool analysis. And so my job as a communications associate is to promote that research. And so I work primarily with our US politics and our research methodology teams. So I work with the teams that do that polling on, you know, what do people think about the election or what do they think about Joe Biden or this policy. And then I also work with our experts who spend a lot of time thinking about surveys and just know how to do them very well. I'm not going to give you the whole spiel, but polling is really hard and it's gotten harder over the years. So I work with our experts who kind of deal with that sort of stuff. And so I promote that research, you know, do a lot of outreach to journalists and to other researchers, just kind of sharing it, building those relationships, making sure that people know it exists. Our whole job at the center basically is to produce good knowledge. And then it's my job to share that knowledge and then see what people are doing with it. So I do a lot of monitoring, seeing what the conversation is like on Twitter or seeing how people cite our research and news articles, getting a good sense for how people are using our work, how might we be able to make it better or make it more accessible. I do a lot of that work, reading our work to make sure, you know, could your average person pick up a report of ours and read it and understand it, or should we define more stuff, or are there terms in there that are kind of sensitive that we should be, you know, concerned about? You know, I do a lot of that thinking and just really making sure that our brand is always strong and that the data is what shines through.
Very cool. That's so interesting to me, you know, because I'm obviously going through school. You're familiar with Pew Research. You know of it. You use it in your classwork and all those things. But to kind of get a little bit deeper depth of what you guys are in charge of is pretty neat. So you're coming from a communications background, correct?
In
college? And so take me through that journey from, I always find this fascinating, is coming from the communications background to Pew Research. Was this something that you kind of coming into college or growing up, was something that you wanted to do, get into the research field of things? Or was this something somewhere along the line that you discovered interested you?
So I think it starts kind of in high school, basically all throughout high school. And, you know, up until then I was planning to be a chemist. So, you know, I've always liked science and I liked the research and I thought it was valuable. But then towards the end of high school, I was actually like, you know what? I think I actually want to do this thing called public relations. I had just learned about it. I thought it'd be cool to kind of make a living out of communicating and being good at it. I'd always heard I was a good writer, kind of a charismatic person, just good at talking. So I thought that would be a good field. And so Lynn had and I think that they still do have, you know, the public relations and advertising bachelor's program. So it was kind of a perfect fit for me to kind of go in there. And so kind of from the bat, I knew that I wanted to be in communications, but even still knowing that I wanted to do public relations, I didn't really know what a job in that field looked like. Like, I didn't know what you actually did on a day-to-day basis. It was kind of like the idea, like, oh, you know, you look at speeches and you write tweets and send out press releases, but I didn't really know. So I was kind of open to really anything under the sun. So when I was at Lynn, I got a lot of experience in journalism, especially. So I wrote for the Palm Beach Post for a little bit of time. I was editor-in-chief of iPulse for a year, was an editor for several years there. And so it was nice to get that journalism experience. And for a time, I thought that that might be what I want to do. And as a lot of us know, the media industry is like not that healthy right now. You know, a lot of people have been losing their jobs, lots of layoffs. So I decided not to do that. I just kind of wanted to do something that I felt was a little bit more stable. So I decided to do PR, and I had a few internships while I was at Lynn. And so I will also plug here, internships are super important, but I had one that was focused on marketing. I had another one, I had one that was focused on marketing, and then I think I had two that were focused on public relations. And the third one turned into a job offer when I graduated. So I knew that I would be working at that PR agency right after I graduated. I still kind of had that journalism knowledge in my back pocket. I also had some graphic design experience from my work at Lynn. So, you know, I really kind of was open to anything that I felt fit my interests. And of course, you know, I felt like was reasonable and could kind of pay the bills, to be honest.
All right. You got to do what you got to do sometimes. But hopping back to that little plug that you threw in there so subtly, nicely done. Why, in coming from your perspective, why were internships so important to you? And if you're talking to somebody who knows of internships and might not understand the value in them, what is the value in internships?
Yeah, so, you know, all throughout school, like throughout high school, and then when I got to college even, I was pretty much like a, you know, do good in your class sort of a thing and you'll be okay. But I think that internships, for me, they really showed me how to be professional. Like, you know, there's nothing like, you know, I have this horror story, basically what happened to me on my first day of my first internship where like my car broke down, you know, I got to the office like super late. And so, you know, that sort of experience of like showing up late to, you know, your first day of a job, of like a paying job, you know, and you have to deal with that and kind of work your way through it. It matures you in a way that I think that you don't really get just by like, you know, missing a class. You know, and then of course, going throughout that internship and having to hear a lot of stuff that I just had never really considered before, a lot of stuff that I thought was frankly boring, but then, you know, later on in the internship, I realized why it was important. Realizing that it's not like, you know, I think a lot of us can get in the habit of, you know, you learn something for a test or for a paper and then you can kind of forget about it. But I think that in a career, everything is cumulative. Like you need to remember what you heard, you know, a week ago or a month ago. And so an internship gives you the chance to really just be a professional and not just kind of float your way through the college experience. And then, like I said, you know, if you, you know, have an internship that's really great, it's a fit for you, it's a fit for that company, it can become a full-time job. I got hired right after college because I had this internship. So, you know, there are a lot of college graduates who struggle with getting that entry-level position. It can be a lot easier if you have that connection with the company that you've interned at for, like, hi, you know, I've graduated now. Do you have any openings? Like, they know you. They know your work ethic. You can go there now. So definitely spend time there. And I think that's something you should look into, you know, honestly, as soon as you can. I think my first internship was the summer after my first year. So, you know, my sophomore year, I guess that was, you know, it's never really too early.
No, absolutely. Before we get, because I do want to hear a little bit more about that kind of transition between the internship into the full-time job, but do you mind going into that horror story? Because I think those are the things that are really relatable for people, because in some capacity, we've all been there, and hopefully we can learn from your lessons, you know, so you don't go out there and make them again. But what was that whole situation like your first day of the internship?
Yeah, so it was, you know, I had the plan, right? You know, I had the clothes laid out, like I knew how I was getting there. You know, as a lot of us know in South Florida, I knew which highway I had to take. And I was like, all right, you need to have like 20 minutes extra in case there's traffic, whatever. So I left out of the house that day, and I had a car at the time that was a little bit older. And the car essentially broke down on the side of the highway because it was older. And so I had to call, you know, the internship office. I had to explain what was going on. And of course, they were like, you know, it's fine. But I'm freaking out because now I think I'm making a bad impression. I'm like, you know, struggling on the phone with like insurance. And like, I'm calling my mom. I'm like, mom, this job isn't the one for me. Maybe this is a sign. You know, after I have the heart attacks, I finally get there. And so, you know, a couple of lessons came out of that. You know, firstly, you know, you're human. So, you know, when I got there, it's not like the internship manager that I had was upset with me. It's not like I can just like pull the car with me. So, you know, it's okay to be human. But then also, it, you know, made me grow up a little bit and realize like, maybe you should invest in a car that, you know, is of good quality. You know, it's like you're getting older now. You want to make sure that you can get to places that you need to go. And I think that was just one of those moments where it's like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have like felt that urgency if it was like my car had just broken down on the way to class. I just sort of maybe shrugged it off a little bit. But like, I was like, no, like you want to show up to work on time. You need to make sure you can do that. Invest in the things that are going to help you do that.
No, absolutely. And well, one thing that you did mention that stuck out to me there was
you did make sure that your communication was strong. And I think that's really important, you know, too. The car broke down, things happen, life happens, but don't just let life happen and not tell anybody about that. Have that communication, you know, which is important too. And then also I think just in general, it's important to like allow yourself to have these moments to learn from and not be afraid and not try to walk that line of perfection, because one, it's stifling and paralyzing, but two, on the other hand, if you don't put yourself in positions to learn, then you'll never learn, you know? So I think as unfortunate and tough that is, I can only imagine like that panic's like, oh my God, everything's going bad, you know, but it seemed to have worked out pretty well in the end. Was that the internship that turned into the job, or was that a separate internship?
Well, that was a separate internship, but yeah, you know, like I think back now, it's hard to ever like have your confidence shaken when something like that has happened to you before, you know? So you need to have those experiences.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's jump into the internship that did transition into the job. Can you walk us through that process, and how do you transition or take advantage of the internship opportunity and parlay it into a full-time position?
So yeah, this is actually a really great example of something that, you know, I got through Lynn directly, actually, now that I think back on it. But so, you know, I'd had my second internship completed at the, I guess this was the end of my second year of my bachelor's degree. And I went to Professor Erica Grodsky, and I was like, you know, hi, you know, I'm looking, you know, for internship opportunities, you know, I'm about to graduate, you know, at the end of next year. Are there any connections that you have or anybody who you think I should talk to? And so she reached out to a connection at the PR firm, Tilson PR. And she said, you know, I have a student, he's a pretty good student, you know, is interested in an internship, I know that you offer them. So I went in for an interview, and I think within like a week or two, you know, they extended me a position. And so I interned there over a summer, and this is my first time working at a PR agency, so it was all new experience, you know, really learning what it means to take care of a client, or even just like what that structure looks like, how to manage a project and that service provider relationship, what that's like. So yeah, I spent the whole summer there, and then I went back to school to finish up the next semester. I continued interning there. I think it was like 3 days a week after classes, I would go there and I would intern, and I did that for that half a year. And then I graduated with my bachelor's. I went straight to the master's program at Lynn. So for that first half of the year, so then what happened was that when I started my master's, I became a graduate assistant at Lynn. So when my first half of my graduate degree, I was half of the day being a graduate assistant, and then half of the day I would go and work at the PR firm, and then I would still have my classes at night. And then I, at some point, you know, I decided it was a lot because it was a lot to manage. And so I resigned from my graduate assistantship. And so I started working full time at the agency and then was still going to class. And so then right after, you know, I finished my master's degree, I was already working there full time. And so, yeah, I got a promotion actually. So I had gotten hired full time. And then when I got my graduate degree, I got the promotion, which is nice to kind of have them happen at the same time.
Nice. And that is a separate company than Pew?
Yeah. So okay. I was at Tilson right before I came here.
Gotcha. And then, so what was the jump between that company and then where you are now? What was that kind of process like?
Yeah. So I was working at Tilson, like I said, for like full time, I think a year or a year and a half. And then I started to think about, you know, my interest, because at this point I had been out of school for a while. And so I had, you know, I wasn't rushing to class. I had the free time to think about what I actually wanted to do. And I had that experience now knowing what it means to work in communications. And some of the stuff that was always most interesting to me in school was politics. You know, just how can you make people's lives better? Like, how can you make the country better? And the work that I was doing was much more consumer oriented. It was doing a lot of stuff for like restaurants or, you know, hospitality, like hotel chains, or there were a couple of nonprofits here or there, but for the most part, you know, it was sort of consumer focused PR. And I wanted to do something more in the public interest. And so I think it was, you know, a winter or two after I graduated with my graduate degree, I started looking into positions in DC and New York, places that I knew would have the type of work that I was interested in. It was a long process, I will admit. You know, I think it was like 3 months from the time that I had applied a few, you know, until me actually getting the offer. But that time was also very enlightening. I think that at that time, because I had had that sort of entry-level experience, I think at that time I had, you know, 2 or 3 years of experience under my belt because of the internships, that a lot of the positions that I was applying to, the interview experience was just a lot more detailed. Like, it was, you know, multiple rounds of interviews, and you know, for Pew even, I got flown out to DC to do a panel interview in person because they wanted to meet me, and then, you know, I had to ultimately get the offer. So yeah, it was just a kind of a whirlwind of coming from like that sort of stable job, and I could have stayed there, you know, for a good long while, to being like, you know what, now is the time to take that leap. You know, I'd saved up money, my car wasn't breaking down anymore, you know, I could, you know, kind of take a chance. Yeah, I came back to Lynn, I was asking people if they had any ideas, I was like calling up friends, colleagues from the PR firm who had since left, really just anything under the sun that I thought could give me an opportunity, I looked into. This is the one that ended up working out.
That's awesome. And what was that interview process for you? Because you said it was, you know, an extensive, it was, you know, the whole thing was like 3 months. And I know all interview processes are different. What was that whole situation like for you?
Yeah, it was, so I mean, of course, standard, you know, you start off with like a resume and cover letter, which, you know, a lot of people are afraid of doing cover letters, but it's just something I think you have to get used to. And I think that after a while, once you start to know what you're looking for, your cover letters become easier because, you know, that opening paragraph, you know what your statement is and what you're about, and that kind of fits in there. But anyway, so, you know, I did the standard resume and cover letter, but it was, you know, like an HR screening, and then, you know, you have to check, I had to meet with, you know, the leadership of the communications team here at the center just so they could, you know, make sure I suppose had the basic requirements for the job. And then when I did the panel interview, it was meeting with people who would be my colleagues. It would be meeting with my direct manager, who is my manager now, and somebody who was at her level. It was meeting again with the communications team leadership. It was meeting with their boss, so the vice president of communications for the whole center. So really meeting with every level of colleague I would have at the center in my role. And so that's, you know, being able to explain, you know, from colleague to colleague, how do I work on a team? From me to the manager, you know, how do I work as a direct report? Like, you know, how do I make sure that I'm on top of the ball and am accountable? You know, me to the leadership of my comms team, how do I show that, like, I have the basic competencies to perform in this role well? And I mean, to be honest, meeting the VP of communications was just intimidating, but I think it was just nice to kind of get a sense for where my strategic brain was at. So yeah, it was touching base at a lot of different points, but I think that was a really good experience to have, just to know what and how extensive an interview process can be like.
So what would be a piece of advice that you would share with somebody who wants to get into the similar field, the research, the kind of PR type field? What would you suggest somebody to do to kind of get involved, more experience?
Yeah, so definitely, I think, you know, I'm in DC now, but I started in South Florida. I started at Lynn. The internships that I had were local. So really looking around to see, and if you don't know what causes you're interested in yet, that's fine. But looking around to see, you know, what PR internships, what social media internships, what marketing internships are available, anything sort of adjacent to your field, because even if you don't end up liking something, like I didn't end up liking marketing that much because I had my first internship in marketing. I was able to kind of cross that off the list. And then when I was looking at internships, you know, the next time around, have a better idea of what I'm looking for. Yeah, so really to take advantage of internships, and I think be intentional. So, you know, when you're doing the type of work that you don't like, take note, but also when you're doing stuff that you really like, say, I want to do more of this, or, you know, I would love to do this for a different industry. Like, you know, like I was doing stuff for restaurants and hotels, but I was like, what if I applied this to nonprofit causes or, you know, policy solutions, advocacy work? You know, thinking about it like that, like don't get so pigeonholed in thinking that, you know, what you're doing is only specific to your industry. If you want to go into the entertainment industry, look into jobs in LA and in New York. If you want to do international relations, which is related, go ahead and look into jobs in London. You know, it's, you know, just don't limit yourself, because I think that the field of communications is in every industry. It's just your job to figure out how to get into that industry. And it might not be starting at the top, and it's probably not going to be, but you have to find those internships, those assistantships, you know, those coordinator level positions, and then work your way up. And then again, if you along the way find out that you actually don't like something about it, you can always change. Communications is needed everywhere. You're never going to be out of a job in this field.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a little bias coming from communications background myself, this does go across, you know, all lines, but communication does provide you with that opportunity to combine the skills that you have built in the industry with your passions. And I think that's unique about communications especially, but it is a strategy and an attitude that you can have for, you know, any job, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, biology, you know, whatever it is that you're into. So I think that's, you know, always, always good. So before we wrap up officially, where does Calvin Jordan see himself down the road? What are some goals that you have that you're looking to accomplish here coming up?
So I actually just got a promotion here at the center, and I was elected to the chairmanship of our workplace advisory council, so kind of working on making the workplace better for all of our colleagues, sort of. So I hope to be here for a good long while. So you'll see my name under the press releases for our U.S. politics reports. But I, you know, long term, maybe I'll become like a director of communications, or I thought about being like a press secretary. You know, maybe I would work at the White House or something like that. Something cool. I mean, I'm in D.C. I feel like the sky's the limit. There's think tanks, there's nonprofits, there's government posts, there's contractor jobs. You know, I think, again, like I'm saying, you know, I kind of want to keep experimenting, see what I like and don't like. I kind of don't want to tie myself down yet. But then maybe in 5 years, we can have that conversation about where I'll settle in.
Now we'll circle back. We'll circle back. I'll put you in the calendar for 5 years from now, and we'll get another episode going. So now it is that official time where we're coming to the end here, and it's time to cash out, leave the people with a little extra money for the road. So this is your biggest tip, biggest piece of advice for the people out there. What do you have for us today?
All right. So this is a two-parter, because I know people have heard the first part, but I'm not sure if they are aware of the second part. So it's don't be afraid to ask questions, but make sure you're really listening, and don't be afraid to ask follow-up questions. So especially, you know, when you're starting out fresh out of college, people expect you to not know anything. And that's not being disrespectful or saying anything, you know, negative of your college education, but it's just being realistic. You know, working is very much different than being in the classroom setting. So take advantage of that. Ask questions if you aren't sure, you know, why somebody said something a specific way, or why this process is handled a certain way, because A, you might learn something from it, or you can actually change a process and that looks good, you know, on you, having acknowledged that there was something that could change and you made a positive difference there. And then following up just gives you that knowledge of just being like, all right, you know, you can ask a question, and then if somebody gives you an answer that you don't, you know, fully understand, you taking the time and having the humility to ask another question shows them that you're interested and shows that you do have that genuine curiosity. And that's what people want to see out of you as an employee.
Absolutely. I love that word, curiosity. And I think that's the most valuable piece right there. That's what's going to take you far away. So Calvin, I appreciate it. I'm excited to see you in the White House one day. I'm looking forward to that episode 5 years from now. We'll put you in. And thanks again for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This has been a blast.